This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi illustrated his government's intent to make Viksit Bharat possible by 2047 with active support of all Indians. Speaking after the inauguration of the third phase of Namma Metro in Bengaluru today, he set the benchmark for India's journey towards development. He listed out steps initiated by his government to make India a developed country through reforms, performances and transformations.
बेंगलुरु जैसे शहरों को हमें भविष्य के लिए भी तैयार करना है. बीते समय में बेंगलुरु के लिए भारत सरकार की तरफ से हजारों करोड़ रुपए की योजनाएं शुरू की गई हैं. आज इस अभियान को नई गति मिल रही है. आज बेंगलुरु मेट्रो येलो लाइन का शुभारंभ हुआ है. मेट्रो फेज थ्री की आधारशिला भी रखी गई है. साथ ही देश के अलग अलग हिस्सों के लिए 3 नई वंदे भारत ट्रेनों को हरी झंडी दिखाई गई. बेंगलुरु से बेलगावी के बीच वंदे भारत की सेवा शुरू हुई है. इसे बेलगावी के व्यापार और टूरिज्म को बढ़ावा मिलेगा. इसके अलावा नागपुर से पुणे और श्री माता वैष्णो देवी कटरा से अमृतसर के बीच भी वंदे भारत एक्सप्रेस शुरू हुई है. इससे लाखों श्रद्धालुओं को लाभ होगा, पर्यटन को बढ़ावा मिलेगा.
Mr. Modi informed that the journey began when India was among the fragile 10 countries before 2014. Now the Indian economy is the fifth largest and the fastest economy. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for projects in Bengaluru today to enhance mobility. After arriving in Bengaluru today, he flagged off Vande Bharat train service between Bengaluru and Belgavi. He also virtually flagged off Vande Bharat services between Amritsar and Katra and another from Nagpur to Pune. In Madhya Pradesh today, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh laid the foundation stone for the BEML rail hub for manufacturing project worth 1,800 crore rupees. The facility will be set up on over 60 hectares of land in Umaria village of Raisen district. It is expected to provide employment to more than 5,000 people. The unit will manufacture coaches for Vande Bharat, Amrit Bharat and metro trains. Speaking on the occasion, the defence minister said the unit has been named Brahma after the creator in Indian tradition, and the high-speed trains in India will be equipped with coaches made here. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav participated in the program virtually. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter has broken out between security forces and terrorists in the Dal area of Kishtwar district this morning. Our correspondent reports that contact with the terrorists was established during an intelligence-based operation in the area, leading to the exchange of gunfire. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations continue for the sixth consecutive day today in the Dharali area of Uttarkashi district following the recent natural disaster. Uttarakhand police has said, along with supplying food grains and essential commodities to the affected areas, stranded people are also being airlifted to their destinations. By 11 a.m. today, 20 people were rescued at Malti helipad and sent to their destinations after preliminary health checks. ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan today said Indian Institute of Space Science and Technology has played a crucial role in the past several years to contribute best talents into the Indian technology sector. He was addressing the 13th convocation ceremony of IIST Valiyamala, Thiruvananthapuram through a video message. The chairman added that India is a fast-growing economy in the world and ISRO has a very big role for this achievement. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Assam, Sikkim, Bihar, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh during the next 6 to 7 days. The IMD has also predicted similar conditions over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh during next 7 days. In the Asian Surfing Championships, Ramesh Budhyal became the first Indian to win a medal, securing bronze in the open men's category in Mahabalipuram, Tamil Nadu today. Budhyal, also the first Indian to reach the medal round, scored 12.60 points to finish third. And that is the end of this news bulletin.